Andropause or male menopause can be reversed by releasing male hormone from sex hormone binding globulin by 2 capsules of Men's Max twice a day, using 8-pyrrole norinogen and hormone synergy to prevent the conversion of male hormone to female, and the use of Testo cream topically 4 to 8 pumps on the neck, arms, and groin, along with DHEA and pregnenolone cream to reverse the hormone deficiency production. This protocol can reverse male hormone imbalances and can be tested with saliva tests with a consult with Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. So male andropause is reversible, as well as prostate problems with prostate flow, bladder up, and Swedish flower pollen. Contact us for your protocol for male hormone problems and prostate at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. The best place to find the wellness protocols to make you better without toxic polypharmacy. Take care and take action with NutriMedical.com. CalmMind and BrainMake are an amazing combination. CalmMind contains myo-inositol, xanthine, and GABA. And BrainMake contains magnesium L-threonate to calm the brain down by blocking the N-methyl-D-aspartate receptor. We can use this along with other nutraceuticals for anxiety, including 5-HTP cross that crosses the blood-brain barrier, stress to go, and the use of our CBD liposomal oil as well to reduce and calm the brain down and reduce seizure activity, non-seizure activity in the limbic system that causes anxiety. If you have questions regarding our protocol for anxiety and sleep, do contact us at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. You can get a free protocol and a callback if you purchase any products at 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, the best place to get the wellness protocols to stay, keep you well without toxic polypharmacy. Stay well with NutriMedical. Beauty of your skin, hair, and nails is dependent on the production of collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid. You can increase these with Collagen Max, and triples the rate of the proline transhydroxylase enzyme. You can increase hyaluronic acid with the joint performance and the use of Red Deer Velvet DR, and the use of oncomycin to increase the production of stem cell regeneration. The use of topicals, including pregnenolone and DHA, will reduce inflammation in your skin and help it heal. And taking Omega Supreme Pro fatty acids will help regenerate your fatty acids in your tissues. The combination of using NutriMed's Royal Jelly and Collagen Max dramatically increases collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid in your skin, hair, and nails, and prevents the cross-linking. You can also prevent the cross-linking of tissues in your skin using curcumin cream along with pregnenolone and DHEA. Amazing protocol. 888-212-8871 and NutriMedical.com to regenerate and stay beautiful with strong skin, hair, and nails. CBD or cannabidiol oil has amazing properties of reducing anxiety, fighting cancer, lowering blood pressure, and helping the body's immune system respond appropriately to infections and inflammation, and modulating autoimmune diseases. CBD oil from our source is carbon dioxide extracted at 550 milligrams for 15 ml bottle or 37 milligrams per ml, but has a special, most powerful liposomal polyphenol to absorb much higher concentrations than by any other source or any other provider in America or worldwide. Get CBD liposomal oil from NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871, and calm yourself down. You can take our other nutraceuticals with it, like Stress to Go, 5-HTP Cross, Calm Mind, and Brain Mag. But get them at NutriMedical.com, the ultimate place for solutions for your health with oat toxic polypharmacy. That's NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical. Cell Defense Plus by NutriMedical.com has the most powerful absorbed form of curcumin in the world. It's the only form of curcumin that can suppress cancer mother cells, turn off inflammation for autoimmune disease, and reduce cytokine levels throughout the body, including vascular autoimmune disease and even fight cancer. There's nothing like Cell Defense Plus in NutriMedical in our armamentarium to fight vascular disease, cancer, and autoimmune diseases. We can use it with other amazing, powerful nutraceuticals you can obtain at NutriMedical to stop free radicals, turn off inflammation, and fight cancer, autoimmune disease, and heart disease. Cell Defense Plus is unique in its ability to get rid of cancer mother cells. And if you want to stay well, it's one of the most important things to take daily for your immune system to reduce cytokine levels throughout your body and heal. Get them at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical every day of your life. Trubach. We did an amazing show about health earlier, about the Cellvital machine and our one. We also have our sale on with Risen as the code at checkout to save 7%, including sale price on our Lumen Photon machines and all our supplements. Today I have Dr. Trubach. I did about a 7-minute discussion just because I couldn't get you over the weekend. I wanted to do a video on, so I just did a quick review of these 30 points that you did about America. Now, we've had on the show for a number of months the people from hisadvocates.com, Kelby Smith. The problem is that their system of trying to extricate yourself from the legal tangles of the corporation called America, which is the New World Order, and is the resurrection of the ancient empire of Atlantis, the Druidic Empire. People have to understand these 30 points are documented with legal cases and references. For example, and you wrote this first in 2011, and then you redid it, and it fits exactly with my knowledge about these facts. And it actually gives you the specific public law and Senate reports and recognized plan of public law, and it gives you the actual numbers of the agencies and the laws and so on. So I'd like you to go through each one of these to understand that, if you, as you said at the top of your article, if you want to clean the swamp, and I'll put the link up so people can read it themselves from your website, which is atruat.com.wordpress.com, and then, of course, it gives the extension, so I'll put the facts about America. You're going to clear the swamp, now, whether it's Trump or anybody else in the future, it requires three things. Firstly, I disagreed with Gary Richard Arnold that running for office is the main thing. No. Filing pro se litigant actions and opening these things up and talking about them in open media like YouTube and Facebook and Twitter and so on to make people realize that we live in a facade of evil. And this facade of evil has been going on for a very long time. Lucifer and his functionaries have been running the world for many thousands of years since the fall of mankind. And what we're dealing here with is the swamp. The swamp is run by Lucifer and his minions. So let's go over these facts. You can't clear the swamp, and that includes Trump, unless you know these facts. The first one I'm going to read is the IRS is not a U.S. government agency. It is an agency of the IMF. I'd like to expand on that because people should understand the International Monetary Fund is run by the reserve system. It's run ultimately by the Vatican, who in the Treaty of 1213 owns England, and England is its functionary to control the United Nations and the World Banks and Canary Square, etc. And in fact, America is just a colony of Britain, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. And when you come to this reality, it's very hard for people to get past their cognitive dissonance. It really is. You get called every name in the book, and then you're asked the ad hominem attacks occur. You're told to leave America if we don't like it. No, I'm not being.
America is what we believe in our hearts rather than what's written in legal documents. Because the lawyers are all, in a sense, functionary minions of the Luciferic system. The bar is a Masonic Luciferic Baal system that goes right back to the Magna Carta. People have to understand this. They have to understand every lawyer, even your friends that are lawyers. I have a lawyer down the end of the road that's a criminal defense lawyer, and his wife's a DA. They're involved in a system that's entirely Luciferic. Just like a lot of the churches are Luciferic, like Islam or the Catholic Church or many Protestant churches that are globalists, they're all Luciferic, aren't they?
Yeah, and ultimately that's right. People talk about all these patriot type of songs about the Star Spangled Banner. You know, I watched a video put out that glorifies the military, and I'm not against the people who serve in the military. I'm just against the military industrialist complex because I know who and what they are. But the reality is, Dr. Bill, the War of 1812 was fought. We know that happened. The sad reality, most millennials today don't even know what the War of 1812 was all about. They don't even understand it. It's been erased basically from history primers and books now with our education system. No, the War of 1812, ladies and gentlemen, was fought, and let me tell you, the United States of America lost that conflict. And I say that because, Francis Scott Key, a correspondent on one of the British men of war coming back, saw the great bombardment of Fort McHenry, saw the Star Spangled Banner being hoisted and people dying to keep that flag flying over Fort McHenry. That's not debatable. That's fact. But yet the reality is what Fort McHenry was guarding Fort McHenry was the key to Washington's District of Criminals, Washington, D.C. When Fort the reality, the story behind the story of Fort McHenry, Dr. Bill, is by the next day, the Stars and Bars, the Union Jack, was flying over Fort McHenry, and the British troops had, in fact, ascended and took control of Washington, D.C., and burned the Capitol, which is being built, to the ground. And President Madison, James Madison, his wife Dolly, was just yards ahead of the invading British troops, carrying a few portraits and papers in the back of a wagon. But the fact is, the British took the Capitol. Now, come on. Andrew Jackson was fighting.
Yeah, and they burnt they burnt the White House to the ground too, didn't they?
They did. They burnt the whole Capitol. Sure, Andrew Jackson won the Battle of New Orleans and secured the southern ports, but that was just a battle. The war is basically over when the capital of the country is not only conquered but is taken over. As in, okay, if Robert E. Lee had advanced and taken over Washington, D.C., would the Confederate States of America have won the Civil War? Yeah. Really, they would have occupied and then deposed Abraham Lincoln. There's no de facto government anymore. The war is over. Whenever you see any type of conflict, you know, there's mopping up exercises after the Capitol is done. But look in Iraq. I mean, when the U.S. troops captured Baghdad and toppled the statue of Saddam Hussein, George W. Bush proclaims the war is won. But there's still battles going on. There's still fights going on.
But the biggest battle basically is people's minds. For example, when they took out Mr. Moore, you know, he was actually accused of being a sexual predator of young people back in the southern state. I'm trying to remember what state he was in. This is all over the idea that he was supporting pro-life issues and was against the agenda that they had, and he was actually going to expose a lot more, even inside the Republican Party. When we look at the IMF, for example, and you mentioned this, it was organized in point number two in 1944 at the Bretton Woods, New Hampshire, well before World War II is concluded, and the U.S. has not, the point three, has not had a treasury since 1921. And the U.S. Treasury is now the IMF. The IMF actually runs the United States. In fact, your Social Security checks are issued by the IMF. They're not issued by the U.S. government. And they don't have a big pool of money that you've saved because you paid into Social Security. They're issued by the IMF, aren't they?
Indeed. So you know, there's been people that have been wide awake that have tried to get to grassroots people and explain the reality that we just talked about and why I wrote these 30 points, these 30 facts. Well, you know, anybody that does that, Gordy Call was one. There's a great video on death and taxes, which is the story of Gordon Call's life. You know, he was demonized by the controlled media to the point of being, you know, a murderer and a crazed lunatic. But in reality, he's just a common man. Was decorated during World War II as an Air Force flyer, was American through and through, but began to wake up to what was really going on. And so the story of Gordon Call in this movie video, well done, objective, both sides represented, death and taxes is the movie. I suggest people listen to that. In addition, going to, again, yeah, these 30 facts about America. The IRS is not a U.S. government agency. It's an agency of the International Monetary Fund. When you understand that, a lot of things changes. And I quote the diversified metal products versus IRS and others, and I give the actual court case.
Yeah, the actual court cases, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And by the way, yeah, these are amazingly ugly facts, but they're true. And the problem is, you know, I don't want people to get to freak out to the point where they just get paralyzed. I wanted to realize the Ten Commandments are still chiseled into our hearts, even if they chisel them off of the courthouses, like they were trying to do down the courthouse with that Representative Moore, who wanted to run for the Republican Party. The U.S. also doesn't have any employees because there's no longer a United States. There's no more reorganizations. 200 years of bankruptcy. In fact, the last bankruptcy was declared in 1933 when they declared martial law. And every president since, including Trump, has to twice declare the continuation of martial law since 1933, where they released also the gold in America and shipped a lot of it to Europe. People don't know that.
No, you follow through the court cases that and the actual law books that I quote, and point number one, and then you got to ask yourself, what is the International Monetary Fund, the IMF? If
right.
the IRS is an agency of the IMF, what is the IMF? Well, it goes back to the United Nations, which is originally the League of Nations, but the United Nations was organized officially. The International Monetary Fund was done in 1944. This is when World War II was still raging, right? At Bretton Woods, New Hampshire. Bretton Woods was where the Allies basically were to divvy up Europe and give Russia what Russia needed and Soviet Union. The Bretton Woods Agreement was well before the outcome of the war was actually decided.
Okay? Right.
And you go back and I refer to Black's Law Dictionary, the sixth edition, page 816. You find this documentation of where the IMF was formed.
Right.
So that point brings us to point three. The United States then has not had a treasury since the year 1921.
Wow.
The U.S. Treasury is just absolutely a piece of a title on a piece of paper.
It's a magic stamp they put on IMF Federal Reserve money, and that's why even Trump, when he talked about getting away from the Federal Reserve and the IMF, so the debt could be paid off, because a good part of our debt, actually, out of the $22 trillion we owe, is owned to the Federal Reserve and the IMF, isn't it?
Yeah, and that brings us, the U.S. Treasury as it stands is actually now morphed into the International Monetary Fund, which
right.
is why the U.S. dollar, by the way, is the reserve currency across the world. This
right.
is why. International Monetary Fund agreements. Let me tell you something, Dr. Bill. It's a fact. If the U.S. dollar is replaced by, like, say, the Chinese yen or Japanese yen or some other international currency to be the model, America goes to third world status immediately. Immediately. Why? Because of our national $1 trillion a year debt that goes into the other factor.
Well, that's also the reason why we have 700 bases in 46 or 50 some countries. We do that. We have this giant military to maintain control so they maintain the use of our international currency, not only with the OPEC nations, but also every nation. You can't do trade. That's what happened to Muammar Gaddafi. He wanted to set up a gold standard and a separate currency exchange system. China's sort of doing this now with their new SWIFT system with Russia. But China's about to get clobbered. In fact, they got Gordon Chang on the program, the collapse of China, because they've killed so many females. They published 3 weeks ago that they have 1.8 million breed-ready females. They're done. China's over. They are a temporary flash in the pan. In Russia right now, their lifespan is dropping, so the average male lives less than 55 years now. So these nations have been crushed because they're not playing ball, and the new world order is ready to capture the rest of the world really quickly. And it's going to happen, unfortunately, what I see, probably at least temporarily under Donald Trump. I don't see the Democrats winning the next election. I do not. No matter how much Nadler and these other people, they should call Natter, to Natter at Trump. But Trump's not doing everything right. I mean, his son-in-law is a Kabbalistic warlock about to sign a treaty to bring so-called temporary peace with Russia and China, who are terrified of us. That's why, for example, with our Federal Reserve System, the Chinese don't want to be consumed by our banking system structure because we'll swallow them in one great big glomp. Same with Russia. And they know we've got space and other technology to destroy their nations. That's why they don't attack. They don't attack because they know we even exchanged with Russia centrifuges and nuclear material after World War II to make them a nuclear nation. So Russia, on the one hand, is putting missiles in Chile Island and the Kaliningrad in Northern Europe. But to be honest with you, these nations are terrified because the New World Order is, the United States is like the beast empire as a proxy of the British Empire, of the New World Order, of the IMF and the Vatican, and the Pindar. So in other words, we're the, you can call the shock troops of the New World Order, aren't we?
Yes, and we'll go into point number 5, 6, and 7 after the break.
Sounds good. Amazing. We're doing it systematically. We'll be back in a moment with Dr. Chu. We'll give you the link after the show, too. Diabetes is a condition in which insulin resistance in muscles can be reversed with dibetylene, biotin plus, and the use of leptin metabolic to lower insulin and leptin resistance in the tissue. We can block the conversion of carbohydrates to sugar with glycemics and reduce the conversion of protein in the liver to sugar through the use of berberstatin. These protocols are very helpful to reduce heart and vascular disease, peripheral neuropathy, and neurodegeneration. Contact us at NutriMedical.com and NutriMedical.com to receive the protocol and expanded therapies, or 888-212-8871. We're available on our show daily from 12 to 3 Pacific Time, 2 to 5 Central, 3 to 6 Eastern, Monday to Friday, and Dr. Bill does consultations to review your case and help you with your condition with a free starter protocol, a call back if you purchased any products, and advanced videotape consultations. Cognition Plus is Dr. Bill Deagle's brain formula for protection of your brain. It has a unique combination of nutrients and botanicals that support cognitive function and healthy memory. It features selected B vitamins that are activated, quadrifolate, folic acid, patented form for 5-methylfolate, herbs ginkgo biloba, bacopa moniera, as well as nutrients that provide antioxidant activity, brain-specific nutrients such as vinblastine, acetyl-L-carnitine, sunflower-derived phosphatidylserine. This comprehensive formula addresses the multiple pathways involved in neurological health by supporting oxidant and cytokine balance, methylation, mitochondrial function, and endocrine balance. Get it at NutriMedical.com from Dr. Bill Deagle. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and keep your brain healthy with NutriMedical's Cognition Plus. Get it at NutriMedical.com. Take Cognition Plus with brain power to improve brain function and protect you from oxidative stress. Keep your memory working the best it can be. The first hour of the NutriMedical Report, Monday to Friday, deals with health, wellness, and anti-aging technology. But especially Friday, Firing Line, is the first hour where the host is Michelle Deagle, asking your questions brought to us by email and phone to 888-212-8871 or contact us at NutriMedical. Your answers are given on air with abbreviated protocols and the science and technology explained simply behind why we use this protocol to try to help you heal and regenerate and have your health return without toxic polypharmacy. We integrate it with regular medicine and surgery and are able to provide you logical protocols. Anyone can get a free protocol by just emailing us, starter. And if you've purchased a product, you can even get a call back at any time between Monday and Thursday after the show or on the weekend. So Dr. Bill is available for you. Get your questions into the contact us or 888-212-8871 or contact us at NutriMedical.com. Stay well with NutriMedical every day. Pure water is one of the essentials of life. The pure water system that Dr. Bill recommends includes four phases. The first phase is a linear charcoal. Second phase, the best reverse osmosis membrane. Third phase is an ion exchange resin. So all that's left is absolute water molecules that, even in freezing, form little spikes because they're so clean they crawl over each other. The fourth phase is a calcium magnesium 9 to 18 parts that makes the water pH rise to 10. We have a whole host system, a Bev 100 system for a countertop, Bev 300 reserve system, a prepper system, Bev 200, a Bev 500 auto flush system, and the whole host system will clean your water for your dishes, for bathing, etc. Nothing like pure water from Dr. Bill Deagle. Get it at NutriMedical.com. Go to the drop-down menu at Shop by Products at NutriMedical.com and get your pure water every day for washing, bathing, cleaning. Nothing like NutriMedical to keep you well. Stay well with NutriMedical. Cardiovascular health involves use of nutraceuticals to reduce blood viscosity, oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acids, and the prevention of calcification of arteries and small vessels. Metabolic support to the mitochondria in the heart and blood vessels involves the peristaltic initial shearing force of the heart, stimulating a secondary contraction of the blood vessel walls to move the blood forward to the periphery. Our core formula involves CardioVasc, Gamma A Plus to get rid of nitroproxy radicals, cell detox glutathione to get rid of hydroproxy radical, H2 Plex, and ultrathiamine B1 to get rid of singlet oxygen. We use also magnesium glycinate to improve the heart, CoQ10 Supreme, the only non-crystallizing CoQ10, and water-soluble CoQ10 ubiquinol. Nanokinase will reduce blood viscosity and improve perfusion. Omega Supreme Pro improves the blood vessel elasticity, and the use of antioxidant H2 Plex Power C Plus and other antioxidants help to reduce blood viscosity and oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acids. Order at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Back on in a couple of weeks to talk about this some more, but we're going to get to a number of these points, and maybe number five, the U.S. does not have any employees because there's no longer a United States. Now, people don't realize that our attorneys and our judges and so on are actually not acting as operators of the law. They're acting as functionaries of the corporate control matrix, aren't they?
Yeah, indeed, and whether we talk about Robert Mueller, the FBI, the FCC, the Federal Communications Commission, CIA, FBA, NSA, all of these alphabet gangs, this is point number six, were never part of the U.S. government. Why? Because we have really no government. We have no organization. This is, you got to go back to Executive Order 12803, which I read in depth and analyzed it. What's an attorney that's working, and he says, oh my God, we really have no structured government. We really don't. That basically... again, goes back to the International Monetary Fund, which is an appendage of the Pope, for heaven's sakes. Believe it or not, the Vatican.
The Jesuits. See, people don't realize, and this is the genesis of it, the monetary system was an exchange of a piece of paper so you could go and do a travel to the Middle Age, to the Middle East, to Jerusalem, and the bankers would actually honor that slip of paper that was controlled by the Vatican. So the Vatican became very, very wealthy. And so what happened is it became the Jesuits became so wealthy that they decided to kill the Jesuits, which is why they appropriated them on Friday the 13th. That's why Triskaidekaphobia. Now, they didn't execute them all. Godefroy de Bouillon was the chief of the Jesuits at the time. And they jailed him, I think, for 3 or 4 years before they finally executed him and burned him at the stake. But the fact is, people don't understand what's going on now is the Vatican, the first time in 700 years, they're now a pope. And this is all the masks are off now. That's why when I talked to this one at Unplanned in Florida and confronted them with the fact that the Vatican is playing both sides of this issue of being pro-life. I mean, the Vatican could clearly come out and say, look, it's a mortal sin to kill a baby in utero, period. Okay? But they don't. And they want population control at the same time they want open borders. I mean, you can't have it both ways here. You can't have a system like Bernie Sanders' clause. We have free health care, but you kill the unborn and you don't provide new innovative care, and you actually make doctors and hospitals go bankrupt because you try to force them into a system that doesn't rationalize it between you and the patient to actually allow innovative care. So what we have is a situation where everybody is lying to us. Every church on earth, every public church, every public institution, every legal system is all just the part of the liocracy, including all these letter agencies, FCC, CIA, FBI, NSA. They're all just lies, aren't they?
Indeed. And when you talk about Social Security, which is point fact number seven, when you follow that through to its origin, Social Security numbers that are given to babies now just minutes after out of the womb, they're issued by the IMF, again, the United Nations.
Yeah, but the mother is a witness to handing over the baby, and they put the baby, we talked about this with Calvi Smith, on the 32-note paper in block capital letters, the baby is now property of this corporation called the United States Corporation, which is basically a branch of IMF and the World Bank and the Vatican and the Pindar and Lucifer himself, who's the head of all the banks. People don't get this, do they?
No, and so when you see, well, I have parental rights. If your baby has a Social Security number and it's given to the IMF, no, you've given up ownership of that child. This is why the courts now can come and rule if a child has been diagnosed with leukemia or some cancer, and the parent wants to do natural treatment instead of the chemo radiation. No, the state comes in to Child Protective Services, CPS, which is granted its power to the IMF once again, and they, the parent is just silenced. There's no parental rights that that child has.
We saw that in Britain with that child that wanted to, even the Vatican was playing this game of letting a flying child to Italy to get some alternative care. Look, I do alternative care every day. I have hundreds of health conditions, over 400 I can actually treat, even at a distance, with technology like your resurrection technology, like the QRS mat, and now the Cell Vital, and the Photon Sound Beam, and Sonic Life, and mild hyperbaric, and all kinds of frequency-dependent analysis of your body through the bio, through the QRS machine, which you can get in your own home, or a remote biophilia scan and blood tests and imaging. No, they don't want innovative care. They want totalitarian control by the global state because they want to actually reduce the population. They want to replace 90 to 95% of the population with eventually a small little micro class of cyborgs and robots. And they want to genetically enhance themselves or cybernetically enhance them to become superhumans and extended lifespans. They don't want the population to be around for 20 years, 40 years, 60, 100 years more. That would be bad for the globalists, wouldn't it?
Absolutely. And that kind of segues into point 8 and 9. And I, of all the situations, you got to, you know, people's got to understand this. There are court case after court case after court case where somebody that represents themselves pro se comes in and starts to quote the Constitution. The judge always says, shut up or you'll be held in contempt. Well, wait a minute. I'm just quoting the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. Well, you're being contempt. Why? Because of these. You've researched these points 8 and 9. Read the court cases, the precedent cases that I quote, as I've done. I, when I found all this out, Dr. Bill, in 2007, 2008, man, it was so shocking to me because you see, there's no judges. They wear the robe and they take all of this and they take their oaths, but they're instructed very carefully that they are executive administrators of what? Of the Uniform Commercial Code, the UCC.
Yeah, but by the way, that's the descendant of the Universal Commercial Code. This is point number 8, is basically a descendant of the Magna Carta, which were the bales, the arrangements between the bales of the land or the ones who could own property and the king. That's what the Magna Carta is all about. It wasn't about the monsters or monsters, basically humans. Anybody else who wasn't a bale was not even allowed to own property. In fact, if you actually look at the points you have here, it talks about the fact we not only don't own property, we don't own our own bodies according to this global structure. Now, it's a lie. It's a luciferic lie because we do own our own bodies because when Jesus died and was resurrected after he was crucified, he passed the deed to mankind. So this is just a scam by Satan and his minions to pretend that he's in control. He's not in control. And his title deed, and he's about to be, you know, shoved off the earth and being annihilated. And that's going to happen after the tribulation because God's coming back to restore the Edenic Covenant. So all this legal garbage that's going on, all this corporate stuff is just a dance by the devil in the dark moonlight, you know, like the Shining, to try to pretend to people that somehow the devil has control. And that's why I told Kelby, I'm not going to have people spend a fortune to try to get disconnect. I want them to pray and to take legal action like pro-silenic action and talk the truth in public to people. It may not be socially acceptable, but tell them the truth that there's no such thing as real judicial courts. Deborah Tavares knows this. She knows that the ICLEI and the United Nations have got local boards that run every jurisdiction now in the Western world. And they're all under the globalists, like the Jesuits, the Rothschilds and Rockefellers, all these special families that are part of the Pindar organization. That's what they are. The Council of the Druidic Council of 13. People don't get this, do they? And, of course, you mentioned this about point 9. There have been no judges in America since 1789. Can you expand on that? Because people need to understand this. And you've got the references here to it as well.
Yeah, you go back into the... There's a whole history behind Aaron Burr, right? And the Thomas Jefferson and our other founding fathers... We're trying their best to try and rout out what Andrew Jackson called the vipers, right? Those who would basically want us to be under control of the House of Rothschild, which really controls the King of England. King right. George was just a puppet of Lord Rothschild, the City of London, which was in turn tied into the Vatican order. Okay.
And the Vatican is just one of the 12 seats. He's not even the Pindar. The Pindar is the seat of the penis of the dragon. That's what it means in Druidic language. And the Pindar actually visited me 27 years ago to make me his understudy and have me take over his position when he ascended. And he said, we know about your genetics and about all your ancient, you know, pedigree, et cetera, Deagle. We know about your abilities, so we want you to be my understudy. I said, what are you talking about, Pindar? And then he said, when he got angry with me, he said, I'm going to touch your baby girl's heart. I said, I don't have a baby girl. And he laughed really devilishly. And I'm going to kill you, Deagle, for writing Clay and Iron and Abortion Armageddon. I said, that's in the corner of my bedroom on a laptop that even my Baptist pastor doesn't know about. So I knew I was dealing with a monster. And people have to understand this. I went through this hellish experience to tell you and witness to you people that we're at the end of the secular age. And these facts that you're talking about, Dr. True, you're an ex-Mormon. You understand the Mormon Church itself was created by someone who used technology to open up the astral plane so we could see them. That's where Joseph Smith and the people that set up the Church of Mormonism, and Mormonism is now totally and fully absorbed back into the Rothschilds and Rockefellers since they went bankrupt with their sugar plantation in Hawaii. They're totally under control of the New World Order, which is why we have high-level Mormons are actually so deeply involved with the New World Order. That's why we had our senator from Utah that just almost ran and tried to run for presidency back around 2000, I think it was 12.
Willard Mittens Romney. I call him Willard
Romney. Yeah, and this guy is a very evil man. This is a corporate monster. And people have to understand there is an altar in gold in the Salt Lake City Temple for Satan, for Lucifer. Now, people don't understand it's the same thing going on in Judaism. Rabbi Schneerson, who's worshipped by Jared Kushner, these are Kabbalistic warlocks. They're wizards, no different than the wizard of Saruman the Magnificent of the Trilogy. And the same thing in Islam. You know there's more high-level Masons within Islam than there is with all other religions on Earth? They're really, really evil. And the same thing with transhumanism, because people like Ray Kurzweil, these people are all involved with the cult Luciferic Satanism, although they call it something else. There's 1,000 different brands, but they're all Luciferic Satanism, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. It's called the Black Cube, the Kabbalah, the Cube. Now, I did a whole nother paper on this. It's in my blog there, Dr. Bill, about the origins of Islam. Every faithful member of Islam is told they need to make one trip to Mecca. And what is Mecca? Mecca in Saudi Arabia is the cube, the Black Cube, the four square. Where
right.
you go around it in a motion. Inside is this satanic slab of meteorite that came from afar, right? Came in, but the whole black cube of Kabbalah, the tracing board of the Kabbalah, is the ultimate black magic. It's what the rabbis and other devout Jews wear on their head, called a phylactery. It's the same exact dimensions as what is there in Mecca,
right,
in Saudi Arabia. It's black magic, folks. It is very dark.
Right. And what they do is they summon demons. In fact, I was trying to contract a Jewish rabbi about 28, 29 years ago to teach me Hebrew. And he said, look, Deagle. I said, I'm willing to pay almost anything. He said, look, because you're a Kohanim, because I'm descended from Moses, and we were the Maronite Christians that actually fought against the Muslims in the Shuf Mountains, even in the 11th century, but I'm direct blood descendant. I'm going to tell you the truth, Deagle. We're wizards. We summon demons. We're closer to Harry Potter and these other wizards. You people that are Christians are idiots. You don't understand there's no such thing as Judeo-Christianity. And in fact, all of the our current Jews believe in the Sepharad Zira and the Talmud of Babylon. Now, there's a tiny minority that are trying to be religious Jews like Josh Bernstein is on Monday. But they're a tiny minority. The vast majority are either atheists, agnostics, or straight-up Luciferians. That's why Hollywood is totally controlled by Jews, because they're the highest level. All the symbology in the highest level masonry looks like it's right out of Israel, including the Star of David, which is not a Star of David, it's the Star of Ashtoreth, the spring human sacrifice goddess tied to Ishtar. So when Ishtar, for example, the Statue of Liberty is a statue of Ishtar or Isis. People don't get this, do they?
Now, that's why I made the point number 11 that's so important, because of the occultic symbolism of the Kabbalah and 11, as in 911. 11, read that. New York City is defined in the federal regulations now as the United Nations. Well, of course, that's where the United Nations is headquarters, in
right.
New York City. Rudolph Giuliani stated on C-SPAN that, quote, New York City is the capital of the world. For once, he told the truth. Let's talk about that on the break, because indeed, why did Hillary Rodham Clinton, the witchcraft head witch, come to be senator of New York and senator there? Where did Donald Trump come from?
Exactly. New York. We call it New York City. How's that? Cardiovasc is a 7 synergistic heart formula containing a number of amazing nutraceuticals. It contains cayenne that releases nitric oxide to release oxygen, aged garlic that blocks the angiotensin converting enzyme and inflammatory markers in your heart and kills off nanobacteria and viruses, hawthorn, which is the leaf and flower part that releases vitaxin to act as a cardiotonic for your heart and blood vessels, valerian to balance the autonomic nervous system to our parasympathetic, milk thistle that helps to detox the body from toxic chemicals that affect blood vessels and heart, and bilberry, one of the smallest dialyzable antioxidants, anthocyanidins above the size of hydrogen. Amazing formula to reduce heart and vascular disease. If you want to stay well, you want cardiovascular tincture or capsules. A capsule equals 15 mils of the tincture, and you can obtain this at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical's amazing nutraceuticals for your heart, your blood vessels, and your health.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family. Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in southern Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
So you wanted to say some more comments about this comment by Rudolph Giuliani that New York City is the capital of the world, and you talked about this in the sources of 20 CFR Chapter 111, Subpart B422.103, Subsection B, Subsection 2, Subsection 2. And people need to realize these are actual documents you can actually pull up. Please continue.
Yeah, when you see that basically puts control of America into New York, in the epicenter of the United Nations, right there, and by means of other treaties, the United Nations then controls the world in partnership with the Pope and the Vatican. Then you understand it all. Rudolph Giuliani, Roman Catholic, stated on C-SPAN that indeed New York City is the capital of the world. He was telling the truth in a big way,
right.
And he was censured for that. Told to shut his freaking mouth. Is there a reason why Rudolph Giuliani is the attorney for Donald Trump? You bet, because Donald Trump understands this too. Don't be fooled by the man, folks. I'm telling you.
Now, he's not ignorant. He's not ignorant. He's complicit with what you're saying.
He has absolutely got a role to play, and he's known it since he was a young man. Okay.
In fact, you know his Masonic name? I do. That actually revealed to me. His Masonic name, and this was revealed to me supernaturally, is Apollyon Rising, meaning he's the one to bring back the Luciferic peace to Earth and to recolonize Mars that was destroyed by the ancient galactic war. That's why he keeps on talking about the Space Force. Now, point number 12 is Social Security is not insurance, nor is it a binding contract, nor is it a trust fund. They don't have money saved in the bank for you when you put Social Security money in, and you have the actual sources here. Halvering and versus Davis, 301 U.S. 619. Stewart Company versus Davis, 301 U.S. 548. I mean, these are documents. I tell people you just have to read and weep, then cry and take action and not realize you're living in a scamtastic world that's lying to you in every move you make, in every public move. That's why people say, well, just run for office. No. All the offices are all controlled on the left and the right. And even with Donald Trump, even some of the things he does that kind of tick off the elements on the right and left, they're still moving forward with the New World Order at the speed of light under Donald Trump, aren't they?
Indeed. But people say, well, where does my Social Security check come from? Well, that goes right into point 13. Follow the money. Follow where the Social Security checks come from. You know, it's nobody, when the government shut down Dr. Bill, everybody still got their Social Security checks. Why? Because it's not part of the government. It comes from the International Monetary Fund, again, which is a for-profit corporation agency of the United Nations. The United Nations structure, International Monetary Fund, it has you as an individual with Social Security number capitalized as an asset. The funds that are generated are not real funds. You can spend them, but all they are is entries in a computer widget.
Right.
Okay. And so, you know, you've got an intrinsic value based on your life expectancy that is basically what's called annuitized. And so if you extend past that to 85 to 95, and everybody's doing that across the board, like Dr. Pauling and I talked about, that
right.
throws a monkey wrench into their actuarial table.
Right, so in other words, if you have even 5 or 10 years life extension, it's going to throw a monkey wrench into their actuarial tables and profits. Point number 13, your Social Security comes directly from the IMF, you mentioned. Point number 14, which I think is very important, you actually own no property. And this goes back to the Magna Carta. It goes back to the Bales, which are the only ones that are able to own property. They're less than a lord, and they're basically, that's why the lawyers are actually lying to you about property. That's why it says in the law, 90% of the law is property. You, as a person in America or any country in the world now, are not allowed to own property, not even your own body. Now, this, of course, is their legal jargon, but in actual reality, they can't do that because God is in control, not these liars. So they shuffle around these legal documents and their different secret orders and their oaths, but they don't actually have any control. That's why I said to Calvary Smith, I said, we're not going to have people pay a fortune to play this legal game. And that's why I don't believe that people should be running for office. I think people should be suing for the truth. People should be trying to get blogs out to get information out about stuff like this, so people realize we live in a completely, luciferic delusion is what we're living in.
Well, and this goes back to, I was studying the legal documentation that Andrew Johnson put into place following the Civil War. Of course, Lincoln had been assassinated. Johnson took office, and Johnson was such a spineless puppet of the financial Satanists that really controlled, and the laws that came out and was changed in the Federal Registry in the 1870s about land. The railroad was allowed to granted all of this property rights, this deed to property along the rails, you know, the right of way of the railroads, the Transcontinental Railroad in the 1870s. But you follow the law through and you see that indeed, following the carpetbagger laws and the disruption of and dissolution of the Spanish plantations, there was no longer people were no longer deed holders. They were basically put under vassal status at that point, where you own nothing. The deed is not registered to you in your name. There's these legal says it in demeanor as a thief. What does that mean? Well, you go back and dig that legal term out that came out with the barristers of under Andrew Johnson's administration, or what you could call it that. That's where we actually find that you have no estate. You're an actual tenant. The state is owned by the British government, which is really the City of London, Rothschild, and or the Vatican.
And they're owned by the Vatican, and the Vatican and so on is owned by Lucifer. So he uses this proxy of these Gacchina doll cups to control the earth. And by the way, it's all a scheme. It's not reality. It's just a Luciferic scheme of lies. So the fact is, you do own your own body. You do have control over a vaccine. And that's why I think it's like the Democrats all universally want to get rid of our Second Amendment, because they know if you can shoot back with either guns or pepper spray or something, they're not going to get their way, are they? And people need to realize if you don't have food, that's why we have legacy food and personal protection and pro se litigant action. I tell people, don't think running for office is what you should do. Running for office, you're just going to be pushed into one camp or another. They tribalize America into different tribes. Like if you watch Fox News and you watch these guys, like I'm watching right now without sound here, one of these people talking heads. And they have people on the left, which are kind of Democrat-leaning, and people on the right. It's all to tribalize us, so we believe that somehow if we belong to the right tribe, things are going to be okay. They're not. They're not going to be okay. Both tribes are controlled by the Luciferic control freaks, aren't they?
Yeah, and Dr. Bill, when I found point 16 out, this really shook me to my roots because, I found pure documentation proof that King George actually financed both sides of the Revolutionary War. The British troops, of course, that's pretty obvious, through the Hessian mercenaries, and actually funding on loan to the revolutionary government of George Washington. For heaven's sakes, really? Yeah. Why? Why would he do that? Okay, because you see, it creates debt instruments. It creates, you have to pay back debt. Now, you look at the Treaty of Paris, the Treaty of Versailles, okay, when Cornwallis was bottled up by Washington there and surrendered, Benjamin Franklin went over to and negotiated the Treaty of Paris and Treaty of Versailles, so it's called now.
Right.
Well, the main thing that came back was we had to pay for a period of 30 years reparations to King George, a.k.a. the City of London. The House of Rothschild. We're paying reparations.
And that's why in 1933 they declared bankruptcy in America. They shipped our gold from Fort Knox to Europe, didn't they?
Well, yeah, but it goes back to, you know, people like Andrew Jackson, Thomas Jefferson, and others were aware of this. But what do? You fight against the principalities and powers, not flesh and blood. You know, this is why the King James Bible was so important to those people that our founding fathers understood. It's an ongoing battle. So what happened next is important. We see the 1789 issue where the courts, the common law judges, were superseded by these executive administrators. That's right. 1789, folks.
Right.
So from 1791, there was a 20-year banking charter tied to that.
Right.
It was signed and agreed that through that 20-year banking charter, you see, all of the final reparations for the war, the Revolutionary War, would finally be paid in full. And that expired when? 1811. Now, follow this through, folks. When it was all paid off, Andrew Jackson and the other people that were fully aware of the satanic nature of this agreement said, that's it, we're not charting you anymore. The House of Rothschild says, yes, you will. We'll keep you are colonies. You have never been independent. You're going to keep paying this tribute. And
right.
They sent back saying, pound sand, basically. We are done with you. We are independent. The real Declaration of Independence happened in 1811 with that refusal to reestablish the charter of the Bank of England to control the American commerce. And that's what happened, and that's why the War of 1812 was fought.
And was lost.
And we lost. Now, you look at the Treaty of Ghent. So Great Britain, the House of London, the House of Rothschild controlled now the capital of the colonies. And so to sue for peace again, the Treaty of Ghent was signed. Now, Ghent is Ghent, England. It wasn't signed in a third party of, like, France. No, the Treaty of Ghent clearly revoked anything that happened, all of the gains of independence that were granted during the Treaty of Paris Versailles were all revoked. We became totally and completely a British colony with the Treaty of Ghent signing.
Right.
And people don't understand that at all.
Now, of course, looking at some of these other points here, just running through them quickly, the U.S., you cannot use the U.S. Constitution to defend yourself because you're not a party to it. 18, America is a British colony. United States is a corporation, not a landmass, existed before the Revolutionary War. Occupied British troops did not leave until 1796. 19, Britain is owned by the Vatican. That's the Treaty of 1213, where the Pope actually, when he was coronating the king, kicked the crown off to indicate that he was owner of the Vatican. He did that. It's an actual recorded in the papal bulls. Number 20, the Pope can therefore abolish any law in the United States. Elements of Ecclesiastical Law, Volume 1, page 53 to 54. 21, the 10-4 is the tribute paid. That's the IRS publication 6209. The Pope claims to own the entire world through the laws of conquest and discovery. Ever wonder why an attorney who is often unwittingly agent of the Pope through the International Bar Association wants to do discovery with you? And of course, papal bulls of 1495 and 1493. 23, the Pope has ordered the genocide and enslavement of millions of people. Papal bulls of 1455 and 1493. The Pope's laws are obligatory on everyone on earth. Wow. And these are all documents. We are slaves and are absolutely own nothing, not even what we think are our children. Lots of legal arguments. Military dictator George Washington divided up the states into districts. So we'll want to continue this sometime in the near future. Amazing discussion.